He's head of the President's National Economic Council. Brian, welcome back to Fox News Sunday.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, sir. Let's start with the latest jobs numbers. In March, the economy added 916,000 new jobs, and the unemployment rate fell to 6% flat. And that was before the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill and the spike in vaccinations. Question, given all that, does the country need another $2 trillion in federal spending in this bill and trillions more in another bill that the president is going to lay out sometime in the next few weeks? We're talking about another at least $4 trillion in more government spending.
Well, the jobs numbers in March were certainly a welcome sign. It's good to see the economy starting to improve, and we certainly think that it's a sign that the economic and vaccination strategy that this administration has put into place from day one is starting to have an impact. But we have a long way to go. We still are down 8.4 million jobs from where we were a year ago. We have millions of people out of work. More than 2 million women have left the labor force because they've had to choose between caring for their family members and their jobs. And so we have a long way to go. What our plan says is let's keep the economy going. Let's see more job creation. That's a really good thing for the economy. But let's also think to the longer term about where are those investments that we could make that will really drive not just more job growth, but better job growth. Not just job growth in the short term, but job growth in the long term by investing in our infrastructure, by investing in our research and development in a way that we haven't since the 1960s. If we do that, we think we can not only have a strong job rebound this year, but we can sustain it over many years. That's the goal.